The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about preconception health, building a healthy baby before pregnancy. I think this is always great because we always talk about what to do in pregnancy, but I feel as if there's such a gap on what we're not talking about when it comes to preconception. You are creating a whole living human being from cells, mom cells and dad cells. And I think, and so this is one too. I'm always a little bit concerned when I do this because you might think, well, this isn't me. But really what we're talking about is building healthier cells. Although you might say, I am well past that season, or that season's not even on my radar. I think this is one where what you can learn generally from nutrition, detoxification, this applies to anyone regardless if they're actively in the preconception phase or if they're just generally trying to be healthy and well. It's kind of one I always think about with like church or something when they're like, all right, so here's a marriage talk. And everyone's like, oh, like maybe they're not married. Maybe, they could be in all phases of their life. And marriage itself doesn't necessarily resonate with just that one, but like relationships and how we treat each other and all of those things go across the board. That's kind of what today's show is like. How do we build a healthy body and we can build healthy babies from healthy cells? So that's what we're going to break down today. But before we get into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, sugary drinks linked to higher anxiety risk in certain age group, study finds. So teens with higher consumption of sugary drinks had a greater risk of anxiety disorder compared to those who drank less. So an excess of sugary drinks can specifically lead to a higher risk of anxiety among teens, a new study shows. In a meta-analysis published in the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics, researchers reviewed a various number of studies from 2000 to 2025. So that's 25 years of data. It's a lot of data. They explored the link between drinking sugar-sweetened beverages like soda, energy drinks, sweetened juices, tea, and coffee, and anxiety disorder in adolescents between the ages of 10 and 19 years old. Teens with a higher consumption of sugary drinks were found to have about a 34% greater risk of having an anxiety disorder compared to those who drank less. 7 out of the 9 studies analyzed by these research showed a significant positive association between sugary drink intake and anxiety symptoms. With increasing concerns about adolescent nutrition, most public health initiatives have emphasized the physical consequences of poor dietary habits such as obesity, type 2 diabetes. This comes from co-author Dr. Chloe Casey, a lecturer in nutrition at Bournemouth University in the UK. However, the mental health impact of diet has been underexplored by comparison, particularly for drinks that are energy dense but low in nutrients. This study is based around observational data, which does not necessarily prove sugary drinks directly cause anxiety. There's a lot. There's also not a clear indication of whether sugary drinks, if anxious teens are more inclined to drink sugary drinks. Anxiety disorders in adolescents has risen sharply in the recent years, so it's important to identify lifestyle habits that can be changed to reduce the risk this trend is continuing. About 11% of American children between the ages of 3 and 17 were diagnosed with anxiety between 2022 and 2023, according to the CDC. That's crazy to think that you have a three-year-old. Because I think, like, I have three children of my own. And I think back to three, they might have been nervous or trepidatious about some situations or scenarios, but I could not imagine calling my three-year-old anxious or like having anxiety. That's crazy. Anxiety problems, behavior disorders, and depression are most commonly diagnosed mental disorders in children. While it's important to note that this study is correlation, not causation, I have no doubt that a better designed study would show the same results. This is in Los Angeles-based registered dietitian. Soda, aka liquid sugar, with no fiber, protein, or fat to slow absorption, floods the bloodstream faster than almost any other type of food or drink. The pancreas scrambles to respond, insulin spikes, blood sugar crashes, and you're left with a dopamine deficit state that looks or feels just like anxiety. The sharper the spike, the deeper the crash. In her own practice, she found teens are consuming less soda and more oat milk lattes, coffee drinks, loaded with syrup, slushies, and sports drinks. Excessive blood sugar spikes can also affect weight, acne, sleep quality, emotional regulation, especially regarding the level of caffeine. What these kids drink make a huge difference to their physical and emotional state, and caffeine on top of the unstable blood sugar only makes it worse. So they're looking at meals should be balanced with fiber, healthy fats, and protein to stabilize blood sugar, which can also impact mood and concentration. Adolescence is a critical window for brain development, so supporting teens with a balanced nutrition, stable energy, and adequate hydration may help support both physical and emotional well-being, which I think is very true. You know, you've got these kids who are just drinking a slew of sodas and, you know, terrible, terrible, not health conscious drinks. And we can't yet figure out why our kids feel like or are responding this way. And so I can't say every situation or scenario would be the same, but definitely addressing not only that, you know, obviously they talk about obesity and diabetes and all of these other things, but truly sugar is an anti-nutrient. So when you're spiking it, and we're like, oh, sugars, or sodas. When I had my continuous glucose monitor on, I had taken a sip of a friend's Gatorade, and I could not believe the spike in my blood sugar. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm like, well, this is probably just as much as sugar, you know, or soda. It's just, it's crazy. But so when we return, how far before pregnancy should you start to prepare your and your spouse's body? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious. Born for this, born for this.
Really excited about today's show. We are talking about healthy cells before making healthy babies, preconception style. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you could always check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, let's talk and jump right in about why this is even a topic of conversation. I have seen over my last, I am closer to have been out of school for closer to two decades. Oh man, that makes me feel kind of old. I've just had a lot of patient experience with this journey. Now, a lot of the times you could say, why is a chiropractor talking about this? Number one, I think diving down into functional medicine and more looking at, you know, a holistic or vitalistic approach. But then two, there's so much that can be done proactively for your body to see through a healthy pregnancy. And you're gonna think I'm just talking to the females right now, and I am not. Interestingly enough, when you look at something like miscarriage, sperm quality is actually one of the highest reasons for that. So oftentimes we talk to the mom about all the things that she can do, when in reality it is something that two people really need to come into together. The other aspect is this something that very much I was mindful of, lived before my pregnancies. I think when our body is in a state of fight or flight, when our body is in a state of nutritional deficiencies, this is one that can affect a successful pregnancy and whether or not that pregnancy comes to term in terms of a good, healthy, successful one. Or you can look at something as simple as like cellular health for a baby. A perfect example and a very visual example is a cleft palate, right? That is literally a B vitamin deficiency in mom. And what I find so often than not is that the people who have cleft palates due to nutritional deficiencies in utero, mom was taking a prenatal. But if it wasn't the proper prenatal with the proper methylated vitamins, her body was likely not utilizing those synthetic ones. And because of that, the baby didn't have as much, which is part of those, like you'll look at ectoderm, mesoderm, endoderm, neural tube defects. So there's a lot of like cellular issues that can happen. And so inevitably, my goal for today is that we give you the grounds on how to be actionable. Now, again, if this is something that you're like, I'm not even in any thought process of preconception, right? You're post-conception, done, kids are in college, whatever that looks like. That's okay too, because all of this from a healthy cell perspective, really still applies to you. So that's okay. Now, let's get started. When to start? So most couples start thinking about health maybe as they're starting to attempt to have a baby, but not necessarily the months before conception. So eggs mature over about 90 days. Sperm develops over 70 to 90 days. So the environment those cells develop in can affect DNA integrity, gene expression, which the expression of genetic makeup is considered epigenetics, fertility, miscarriage risk, fetal development. So your baby starts with two cells, and the health of those two cells was determined months before conception. So I think that's always really important. Now, how far before pregnancy should you start preparing? And I honestly think that 3 to 6 months is probably a good sweet spot. Now, could you be doing health and wellness stuff well before that? Yes. But those are ones where I think just 3 to 6 months is like a good timeline. More specifically, it allows times to correct nutritional deficiencies, improve cellular quality of sperm and egg, lowers toxic burden, can help stabilize hormones, supports mitochondrial health. Remember, mitochondria is the energy of every cell. So babies, those little things, they develop very fast. And so that's why they need strong cellular support. So think like healthy mitochondria builds healthy babies. I will also say, I always think this is so funny too, that women are convinced, just absolutely convinced, that prenatals make their hair grow so much. Like, oh my gosh, I have the best hair and nails on my prenatal, which I don't disagree with. But my question was, were you taking a vitamin consistently before that? And a lot of that, when it comes down to it, is that the first time those people, preconception, man and woman, are consistently on a daily basis taking your vitamin, that would happen if you were just taking a regular vitamin, like a good quality vitamin. You're saying that because you're filling in nutritional deficiencies that your body needs, right? So there's a couple specific ones. People will often ask me which prenatal. I specifically do the prenatal that we have in our office. Now, I will say I am kind of sad because they did not have this prenatal when... it was not around when I was pregnant, and I am sad because this is the best, literal best prenatal that I have ever seen. So the one is Pure Path. So you can actually grab it through our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is a full spectrum prenatal multivitamin. If you're around the Greenwood area too, though, you can always just pop into our office at any time. You don't have to be a patient in order to be able to grab these specific ones. So the Pure Path Full Spectrum Prenatal Multi is a comprehensive formula that provides bioavailable vitamins and minerals. So it has methylated folate, not synthetic folic acid. I think that's really important. That folic acid, most people say, as long as you're getting enough folic acid, but that's B9, and that's specific for when we talk about cleft palates, where the upper lip and jaw don't like close all the way. What I find is that if a mom might have something like MTHFR, it's kind of complicated, but basically MTHFR, or they don't methylate well, this is synthetic. Folic acid is synthetic. And if your body can't break down and utilize this synthetic B9, which is the average person, then, and we're not necessarily getting enough B9 through our diets, what'll happen is that's where you'll see someone who took a prenatal their entire pregnancy, but yet somehow has a baby that still has. We're going to talk about this one specifically has DHA, omega-3s for brain and eye development. It's got a probiotic blend for gut health, a regenerative organic fruit and vegetable blend that might be lacking from diet. So there's so many really great things. But let's talk specifically about these nutrients and why we want to see them. So folate, I talked about that. I will say it time and time again, DNA synthesis, cellular division, neural tube formation. This is very, very early in pregnancy. Neural tubes close. This was embryology was one of my very first classes in graduate school, in chiropractic school. Ectoderm, mesoderm, endoderm, neural tubes, like all of those things. And you're like, yes, we learn about those as chiropractors. But this will specifically help reduce the risk of spina bifida and those neural tube defects. If folate isn't present early enough, the spinal cord and brain can't develop properly. So again, why we said let's get those levels all the way up really, really high before we start. So whenever that body says, hey, I'm ready. Let's go. It has this big old bank of nutrients and it can just pull from that, right? Another one that I think is really important, and it's probably one of the most overlooked nutrients, is choline. So choline is specifically found in egg yolks, but it's in liver and fish as well. Choline specifically for brain development, spinal cord formation, methylation, which is like gene regulation. But researchers have been able to show links for choline to improved fetal brain development, hippocampal development, so again, portions of the brain, and long-term cognitive function. I think this is so interesting because this choline is specifically found in egg yolks, not in egg whites. So we go through the whole like diet fat-free, you know, cholesterol-free, you know, egg whites, and you're like, you're missing such an important component. I also think it's interesting because liver and egg yolks are one of the best first foods for infants. Why? Because it helps develop the brain. Well, why wouldn't we want this with mom, who's going to be the one who is growing your brain? Like, well, the little nug's brain, you know? Oh, man. I'll never forget. I was looking at, you know, with kids, you just like stare at them with awe and wonder that you're just like, how? Like, this is the most amazing thing ever that two cells turn into this like walking, talking human being. Like, it's just so magical. And I remember just staring. It was one of my boys. I was staring at his elbow. And I remember my husband looked over and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, you see that elbow right there? And I was like, I made that elbow. And you want to know what my lovely husband said to me, my baby dad? He goes, God made that elbow. And I said, I grew that elbow. Oh, man. I grew those elbows. Those elbows elbowed me in the ribs and all the places for a long time. So now another essential nutrients for pregnancy. So again, this is building. We want to get those levels up. So imagine, like, if I tested you today and all of these reserves are low, those are ones when you start the process of trying to conceive and those reserves don't have enough. It's oftentimes where, you know, you say, you know, you might have an early term miscarriage or they just don't stick, right? Or like just didn't work out this month. So omega-3 DHA. So this is specific. Now, this is essential structural fat. So this helps support brain development, eye and retinal development, nervous system, and length of pregnancy. Now, as a mom who's been pregnant, sometimes you want to think it is not the best to be pregnant forever. But years ago, I had read a research article that talked about this enzyme that they had found. So this is in the last 10 years. They had found this enzyme of sort that when the baby's lungs developed, the baby secreted or created or whatever this enzyme. And this enzyme is what showed lung development. And it was the start of the cascade of labor. And I'm like, how amazing that we're still finding out about like what. But anyways, low DHA has been associated with neurodevelopmental risks and premature birth risks. So when we talk about DHA specifically, that fat and where it comes from, like this is one where you're like, if you're not eating like a good fatty fish 2 to 3 times a week, this was huge for brain development. I was so concerned about my kids' brain and their brain development. I obviously care about their nervous systems and eyes, but you know, that was such an important one. So omega-3. So it's cool. Like if you're not getting it, if you can't, you know, and different pregnancies are different. I had a terrible, terrible meat aversion to my second. I could not get anything down. Oh, it was nauseating. But those are ones why I would take that. And even taking a good quality fish oil, I had to take at night before I went to sleep because if I burped it, then I would barf it up. And so it was a rough first half of that pregnancy. Now, another one that I think is really important, and we'll talk a little bit more about labs to run pre-pregnancy, but iodine is really important. Iodine is critical for thyroid function. Thyroid function is very huge. An early fetal brain development depends heavily on the mother's thyroid hormone. So they'll oftentimes, if thyroid is out of whack, the one thing that they'll really ensure is that before you get pregnant, because it really truly affects the brain, you want to ensure that mom's thyroid is working properly. And iodine is a critical aspect of thyroid production. Now, vitamin D. Vitamin D, you'll say, is not a vitamin. Vitamin D is a hormone. And you would be right. There was something, it was continuing education. It was a CEU that I had years and years ago, and she had said this, and I looked it up and I was like, oh goodness, she's absolutely correct, that in idiopathic scoliosis, so this was a radiology course. So basically like, hey, we've got this kid who has a scoliosis and we don't know why. That's what idiopathic means. Like, we just don't know why. Secrets about the medical community. We have a fancy medical term for we don't know. It's idiopathic. Of unknown origin. But they found idiopathic scoliosis could be linked to a vitamin D deficiency in mom, which makes sense. So having mom's vitamin D level, knowing for bone support, skeletal growth, immune system regulation, placental health, all of those are important. Now, if you can't get outside because you can't expose your skin for long enough, like you can't expose your skin for long enough to have, you know, an hour of direct sunlight, you know, that we've got all of these things, then you probably, basically, if you live in Indiana, you have to supplement as well if you want proper levels. Another aspect that's very important about having these reserves nutritionally set is iron. Now, what happens in your first trimester is that your blood volume doubles. And this is, again, from a preconception standpoint, what I think is so incredibly interesting is what our bodies do and are capable of, like as women, as we become pregnant. Because I remember thinking my very first pregnancy, I had to use the restroom a lot. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I just had to urinate. I just peed. I'm like, why is it again? Like, this is crazy. Clearly, this little thing that's supposedly in there is the side of a poppy seed. So it's not like pushing on my bladder or anything crazy like that. And so when I was looking into it more, it turns out your blood volume doubles that first trimester, which again makes sense to me as well, is that there is a likelihood that obviously like blood is what's going to help with, you know, a ton of different aspects throughout like placental production and this and that. But like you're likely going to lose blood during the birth process. So innate is like, here's some extra blood. So in case you lose some, no worries. We got you. You have more than enough. But again, in order to produce more red blood cells, you also need to have an iron reserve to be able to do that. So this is typically one where you see like fatigue during pregnancy, developmental concerns, anemia if there's a deficiency. But pregnancy in general dramatically increases the demand for iron. Red blood cells also help and carry oxygen be delivered. So those are ones if you're like, hey, I'm not really that pregnant. My lungs are not displaced, but I'm terribly out of breath. That is also one. Placental growth and fetal brain development are there. Again, some trace minerals, zinc and magnesium would both be that. Zinc is important for fetal development because it's essential for rapid cellular replication. Don't know if you know anything, but you're going to go from two cells to a whole human in, you know, 36 to 40 weeks. So those are ones. And then I also think that's so important for wound healing, right? There will likely be a wound following birth. So the body's ability to repair is very important. Magnesium is huge. Again, we eat up magnesium so much with like stress, everyday life, poor nutrition, that energy production is needed, nervous system, muscle function, metabolic health. Magnesium also works with vitamin D and calcium and other cellular energy systems. So really, I want you to get all of those through your diet. That is where the primary should be, diet and or being outside. If you don't have that ability or opportunity, then inevitably what you need to do is find a good quality supplementation. So when you are looking for that, a couple different things. One, again, you can always go through our website at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So it's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You can always look there. Or the other aspect of what you can do is you want to look to make sure that, or you can stop in our office located at the corner of 135 in Fairview. If we're open, you can come in and scoop them up. You want to ensure that whatever company that you use is GMP, good manufacturer. It doesn't, like, it's not GMP. You want it to be GMP certified. Oftentimes, the way people will get around that is they'll just say, we follow GMP protocol. And you're like, this is not a question that requires anything but a yes or a no answer. Are you GMP certified? And if you don't have it or see it on the label, then it's likely not. And those are ones I would not risk, because whatever you're putting in your body, if it is not regulated, will go to and affect the baby. And here's what I'll tell you. I have a patient. Oh, man. I had a patient who years and years and years ago did functional medicine testing. He was very low in protein. And he goes, well, how? I'm taking protein. I said, our protein? Like that we have at our office? He goes, well, no, this one's cheaper. And I was like, you're protein deficient because the protein that you're getting is not a good quality source. Well, lo and behold, it's been years. He went through another test and come to find out his arsenic is so high it cannot be measured. It is that bad. And so the last time I saw a couple who had this, it was all from supplements they were taking. They went to a big box store and they could find cheap supplements, and their arsenic was through the roof. And so you're like, okay, they quit taking those synthetic vitamins from the big box store and did some proper detoxification. And guess what? Their arsenic went down. But I think about, like, if you are taking a big box store malt prenatal and your arsenic's really high, and then we have a baby that's grown for 10 months basically marinating in super high levels of arsenic, you're like, for the male patient I was talking about, well, his is probably just going to be a secondary cancer of some sort, where this is one where you're like, it's really important. It's really important to know where your supplements come from and not just get the cheapest one that has folic acid, like someone might say. I don't necessarily agree with that. Now, detox for men and women before pregnancy, and what lab should you both run next?
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about preconception. And I do feel like this is an important topic, only because, you know, for example, years ago, they looked at cord blood. So after baby was born, they looked at the amount of chemicals that were in umbilical cord blood. And they found like over 150 different chemicals in that cord blood. So anything that is in your body. Oh, here's a really great example. A couple years back, I had a practitioner, and her niece. This is like a good friend of mine. She's a fellow practitioner. Her niece was starting to get headaches and wasn't, you know, started to like see some visual changes. And so her mom, this girl's like the niece's mom, so her sister-in-law, anyways, it doesn't matter, was a nurse and was like, let's go in and check. And it turned out she had a glioblastoma, which is a pretty deadly brain tumor. She was, you know, 10, 11 years old. And they couldn't find out where. And so they're like running all of these tests. Like, where is this coming from? What could be triggering this? And one of the things that they found was that this female girl, this little girl, had an exorbitant amount of mercury. Well, mom had mercury fillings, and then like one broke, and you know, one got removed, and she didn't do the detox properly. And so because mom's body was so high with mercury when she was born, like that's because there was all the other sources of mercury that you would typically get, they did not do because they were really mindful of it. And it was when she was like, I just feel so bad. I had no idea that I should have gone through this detox beforehand. And you're like, yes, absolutely. So when we talk about detox, there's a couple different things you can do. One, the very, 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 very best detox you can have is to sweat. And not a little bit. I'm talking about sweating a lot. That helps open up your detoxification channels. I think the other aspect that's really too, you can increase cruciferous vegetables. So think like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, right? Cruciferous. Because those are natural detoxification foods. The other one too is that we actually have in the office, it's a detox system. I put all of my firefighters on it. I was just reading an article about firefighter deaths 10 years before the average individual, just because they're exposed to all of these burning, smoking chemicals that even with it, they're inhaling. So, I saw another guy, he had, I could smell diesel on him. So whatever job he was doing, I'm like, you need to be on this. And then the other aspect too is for cellular health. I think it's really great once a year to do like a spring cleaning for your cells, like do a cellular detox. This specific one that I would recommend if you were a couple months from conception is one that's called the detox system. Again, we have it at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. But it's a two-part system. So the one in the morning helps with increasing glutathione, has milk thistle, spirulina, a lot of herbs that help with liver detox, and acetylcysteine. You know, so there's a bunch of that. The evening blend you take away from food and medication, but it has activated charcoal with binders in there. So it helps you bind to those chemicals to help safely excrete it. So that would be the aspect of like, what should we do? That specific, I like that one. So one of the other things that I did that was more specific for me and important to me was some bone broth fasts. I knew that when I first originally started having kids, because it was, you know, with graduate school and all of that, I did not have my children in my early 20s or my mid 20s or in my 20s at all. So, you know, I was a little bit quote unquote older, getting started having kids. And, you know, my husband and I knew that we wanted, several. And if I wanted to have several, if we wanted to have several, then we probably had to do it a little bit quicker. And so that was one that I knew I would not be able to do a lot of fasting or detoxification, because you really can't do that nursing or pregnant. So emphasis, like obviously pregnant, but nursing, you know, if, you know, you get pregnant, you nurse, that's 2 years. The way my boy, all my kids fell very close in age. So really my body was not my own for close to 10 years, which was fine. It was just a wonderful season. And, you know, I'm in the new season now where I can do whatever, but that's one. The bone broth fast that I did was specifically for gut healing. So I did cellular detoxification, but healing my gut, the lining of my gut, was very, very important to me beforehand, because I knew I can like leisurely drink bone broth, but you know, it's, I made it with my own marrow bones and all the things. That thing, it stinks. And I was like, I don't want to do this for a cup or two. I want to be able to do this for like the good long haul. So that was something that I had done multiple times, knowing we had like a timeline that we kind of wanted to get started. So that was important for me. Now, I do think that this is just as important for men as well. So, you know, a really great example, I talked a lot about like zinc deficiency and healing in mom, but for sperm motility, zinc is really important, right? So just that aspect of, you know, where does zinc come from? And you're like, well, one of the highest zinc foods is oysters. And you're like, how many oysters are we eating in the middle of Indiana? You're like, probably not a lot. So I think that aspect is important. So this is not, we put a lot of stock just on the female, right? Like it's her responsibility. Guys can just do whatever. But what I find, especially with preconception too, is that when we have a couple in the office, one, I can have a mom get adjusted and maybe not have it be a as quick for conception. I might have a dad who's here, but it's not as quick. When I have a husband and wife or a couple that's together, preconception, and they get on the good vitamins in our office. Now, this doesn't mean that every person who comes in every time conceives, but I will say that there's a lot of chiropractic babies that someone walked in and they're like, hey, she's pregnant. I'm like, congratulations. They're like, you did this. We've been doing the same thing. Now we're both getting adjusted. Now we're both taking our vitamins, and now we're doing the same thing we've done for the last 4 or 5 years, and now it happens. And you're like, well, yeah. You know, I think adjustments in general are so important, because you're like, we look at the nervous system and the environment that's housing this baby for the next 9 to 10 months. And you're like, what's the quality? They find so much too with pregnancy. If it's your first pregnancy, it's a decreased labor time of like 21%. If it's multigravid, so like second and there on out, it's like a 36% reduction in labor time. Which makes sense, because, you know, if your hips are rotated, pelvic outlet is closed off. That's obviously a big aspect of it. But then, too, we're opening up nerves that go out to vital organ systems from a nervous system component. Only 7% of nerve fibers feel pain, 93% are function. So that having that proper in both in the couple has really been... I'm just, every time they're like, you did this, I'm like, that's not how that process works. It's not how that process works. The other thing really is like, what sort of labs? So I think like basic labs, like a CBC, a complete blood panel, a CMP, which is a comprehensive metabolic panel, having thyroid ran, having vitamin D levels ran, and blood sugar. I think those are very important ones to be able to look at from an aspect of like, what lab should I have done? And look, do that 6 months out. I think that's another really great one. Because, for example, I just went through labs of a patient more recently who was like looking at trying to conceive. And she didn't have iron ran, but her red blood cells are low. A bunch of different aspects were just like, if your body just being alive right now has got to be hard for you. And she's like, it is. Like, I just stand up and I get lightheaded. I'm like, you don't have enough red blood cells because that's what carries oxygen. You're moving around. Your body's like, how do I get all this oxygen where it's supposed to go if I don't have enough? So that is an important aspect. Now, the other one, lastly, too, that I think is really important, I obviously eat right and exercise. I think exercise is so important because when you do more of the like HIIT style, i.e. high intensity interval training, that can naturally increase testosterone, which will help with sperm production, which, you know, obviously in return helps quite a bit. And then the other aspect that I think too is that if we're saying, hey, we're going to help detox our body, we have to reduce the toxin exposure. So plastics, pesticides, phthalates, Phthalates is, this is the exact thing. Okay, your lotion, your body wash, your shampoo, your conditioner, anything that goes on your skin gets absorbed into your body, right? Think about when you have a nicotine patch, where do you put it? Directly on your skin. It gets absorbed into your bloodstream. Birth control patches, remember those back in the day? Put it on there. Where do those hormones go? Directly into your bloodstream. So if you're lathering yourself up with sprays and shave lotions and, you know, all of these different aspects, like, of course, your placenta is trying to do the right thing at the right time to filter everything out, but it is, you know, there's a limitation that it comes to it. So, like, let's evaluate not putting chemicals in our bodies. So throw away the plastic, stop eating in the plastic. Evaluate your shower, bath, wellness products. A great website is EWG, which is the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. And then pesticides. What does that mean? You can eat more organic. And maybe you're not perfect. Maybe you don't have the means to do everything organic. I will tell you, berries are probably a very important one to get organic because they're so heavily sprayed. But there's the Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen. That is an aspect that'll give you more. So if you're like, it's got a thick skin on it, that's a good way to think maybe I can do more conventional. But meats and dairies, typically the first ones I would change as well. So lots and lots to learn and grow. But I mean, I think so much of it generally is just you have to take care of your body and you need to make sure that you have the reserves in place beforehand. You get rid of the chemicals. But I think those are ones beforehand. And it doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly every time. But what I have found is that it creates an easier pregnancy with less conception time, less conception tries, and more specifically, just general overall healthier babies. So hopefully that was helpful, even if you weren't in that stage, just on how to make cells healthier. You know, again, if you want to learn more information, we do adjust pregnant moms. I got adjusted my entire pregnancy. It was wonderful. We do adjust babies. It's going to look different than I adjust a 6-foot man because they're just wee little things, you know, so you don't really need as much oomph on it. So again, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Appreciate you tuning in today. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.